The pausing of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccinations in New York will affect the state's plan to inoculate as many college students as possible before the end of the spring semesters. Karen DeWitt reports.
SUNY Chancellor Jim Malatra says SUNY is working with the state to locate alternative vaccines, and he says no one should cancel their appointments because substitute doses have been found in some cases.
Why we like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was because it was one and done. It was very easy for our residential students to get one shot and then go home for the semester.
Malatra says if the campuses have to shift to the two-dose vaccines, the process might not be finished before the semester ends in a few weeks. He says if that happens, SUNY health officials will try to make arrangements so that students can get one or both doses at home. The vaccines are not mandatory, but Malatris left the door open for a vaccine requirement for students if enough do not get vaccinated voluntarily by the end of the summer. Federal officials hope the Johnson & Johnson pause will only last for a few days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.